There are many things, my brothers and sisters, in the readings today. We have basically the conversion of St. Paul from Saul. And we have the conclusion of Jesus's Bread of Life discourse from John chapter 6. By having these two things together, it highlights certain things. We read them separately, it's one thing, but to have them beside each other, there is something that is highlighted, obviously. Jesus today concludes with the fourth question from those who are listening to him, just as there are four questions in the Passover meal. Remember, in the Gospel of John, there is no institution of the Eucharist during the Last Supper, not like Matthew or Mark or Luke, or even one of the letters of Paul speaks of the institution of what he did, taking the bread, breaking it, taking the cup and doing so. It does not appear in the Gospel of John. But in John, we have this long chapter 6 in which John seemingly takes the dialogue that takes place during the Passover meal between the youngest child present at the meal and the elder, and puts those four questions, speaking of those questions differently. If you've ever been a part of a Seder meal or a Passover meal, you hear them. Why is this night different than any other night? John is specifically connecting this chapter and these questions with that event of Passover, that Jesus would be the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. How many of you like lamb to eat? Okay, a couple. You know what? If you went to a Passover, you have to eat the lamb. You can't say, oh, no, I'll just take potatoes and I'll just take some of this and that. You have to eat the lamb. It's there. Look it up in Exodus. Everyone who is in the household must eat of the lamb. The blood of the lamb on the doorpost and the lentils outside, so that the angel of destruction passes over. Said, in eating the Passover lamb, your life is preserved and saved. The Passover lamb is simply a prefigurement of the lamb that John the Baptist came to point out. I will quote John the Baptist later in the celebration of the Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus truly invites us to share and to participate in his flesh and blood. This morning I was able to celebrate Mass in a chapel where there is no reserved presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And so it was a pretty interesting thing for us to gather in that space, knowing that Jesus was not present in a way. But through our celebration and coming together, the body of Christ being called together, assembling, and the ordering of our service and our worship, that Jesus would make himself present to us, not to remain perpetually, but a presence, a living presence of his flesh and his blood to be consumed by us. And so his presence remained with us for a period of time. And just as he appeared in his resurrected body, coming and going at varying times in his revealing of himself to the apostles, so too, my brothers and sisters, in that celebration, he came into our midst and we received from him. And after a period of time, he again stepped away from us. to receive truly his body, to receive truly his blood, to receive them, to consume them. To what end? Well, we see it in the first reading, don't we? Paul gets knocked to the ground. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Jesus says. It doesn't say, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting Peter and John and James? They're good guys. Leave them the heck alone." It doesn't say that. "Why are you giving Mary and Martha a hard time?" He says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Jesus has already ascended and gone to heaven. But through our participation in this celebration, our participation in that which is true food and true drink, we become one with him. We are one with him, my brothers and sisters. Do you ever feel alone? Abandoned, forgotten? Sure. But you are not. Jesus is always present to his church to strengthen her, to share his life with her, to become one with her. And so may our hearts be stirred. May our intentions be purified in our presence here today. May our reception of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ strengthen our hearts in his truth and in his love. Amen.